Tá bom. Vamos.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for your presence and power of working in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that is ruling in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for controlling the affairs of our lives to align with your will for us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs on every side. Thank you for removing hindrances and limitations the enemy has placed on our paths. Thank you, Lord, for giving us prosperity. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your steadfast love that is producing great results in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that we see on daily basis, because you love us so much. You have demonstrated your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the grace you have given to us to live the kind of lives that is pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to overcome temptations, grace to overcome sin, grace to overcome all the works of darkness, all the works of the flesh. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such grace. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a glorious new beginning that has located every one of us. We thank you because our lives shall no longer remain the same again. We thank you for you are changing our stories and you are lifting us up into the heights you have prepared for us. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you because your presence and power is already here. Even before we came here, I ask, O Lord, that you do your works among us, your marvelous works, your glorious works. Do them among us in Jesus' name. Give us answers to prayers. Make us excel and succeed as we pray. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs before the prayer point. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. We have a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done, oh, unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift you up. God will lift up your name. Will lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Jesus will lift you up. With a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord. Our God, Hosanna in the highest. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Oh, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great and mighty is our God. Great are you, Lord. King of glory. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, all power. power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Lion of Judah, great are you, Lord. Mighty Redeemer, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. We will worship you forever. Great are you, Lord. Jesus, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. What we cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, we cannot do without you. We cannot do without you, Lord. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way in this place, have your way, Lord, have your way, Jesus, have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. God is a miracle. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. For your mercies, we say thank you. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. For your goodness, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb. The Word of the Father. Forever you remain. You remain the same. The same Lion and the Lamb. The Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. Oh, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. Savior, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above every name high. Begin to worship and bless his name. Praise and adore him. magnify Him, glorify Him, worship Him, worship the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, the Bright and Morning Star, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the Lord Strong and Mighty, the Lord Mighty in Battles, the One who was and is to come, the Beginning and the Ending, the First and the Last, the God of all the earth, the King of the universe, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Worship Him. He is greater than all, mightier than all, higher than all, wiser than all, stronger than all. Praise Him. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Worship Him. He rules and reigns forever. There is no end to His dominion. There is no end to His throne. Worship Him. Adore Him, magnify Him. We praise You, Father. We worship You, King of Kings. We praise You, Adonai. We praise You, El Elyon. We praise You, Jesus. Father, we adore You. For who can be like You? Who can do the things You do? Who can love the way You love? Who can help the way You help? We praise You, Father. For only You is the Lord. Only You is the King of Glory. Worship Him. Worship Him. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Only You can give true joy. Only You can give true peace. Only You can give true happiness. Only You can save. Only You can deliver. Only You gives eternal life. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with these prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for always meeting me at the point of my needs. Say, thank you, Lord, for always meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you for being my sufficiency. Thank you for being my wealth. Thank you for being my riches. Thank you for being my everlasting possession. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, because having you in my life means having all things. Having you in my life means having everything I need. Thank you, Lord, for always meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Lord, for not letting me get stranded of good things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for not letting me get stranded of good things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Before I need things, you would have already supplied them. Before I need helps, you would have already provided them. Thank you for always meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being my sufficiency. Thank you, Lord, for being my treasure. Thank you for being the source of my wealth. Thank you for being the source of my provisions. Thank you for being the source of my riches. Thank you for being the source of my bread. Thank you for being the source of my health. Thank you for always meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles and for making me victorious over my stubborn enemies, over my persistent enemies. Thank you for making me victorious over them. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles. Begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Father, for always fighting my battles. Even those stubborn enemies, you have subdued them under my feet. You have crushed my enemies into pieces. You have defended me against terrible forces who are stronger than I am. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You have defended me against forces of hell, against powers of darkness, against witchcraft powers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving me grace that has made me stronger than my weaknesses. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me grace that has made me stronger than my adversaries, than my enemies, than my limitations. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me grace that has made me stronger than my weaknesses. Thank you for giving me grace that has made me stronger than sin, than the works of the flesh. Thank you for giving me grace that have made me stronger than my limitations, than my enemies. Thank you for giving me such grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me grace that has made me stronger than witchcraft. Thank you for giving me grace that has made me stronger than demons and principalities and powers of darkness. Thank you for giving me such grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as I have presented myself before your throne this night, this midnight, oh Lord, visit me with power and change my life. Visit me with great power and change my life. Begin to talk to the Lord like that. Say, Father, as I have presented myself before your throne right here in the place of prayer. Oh Lord, visit me with great power and change my life. Visit me, Lord. Visit me, Lord. I don't want to seek you in vain. I don't want to pray in vain. I want you to touch my life. I want you to change my life. Say, oh Lord, visit me with your great power and change my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to pray strong faith. Help me to pray with the whole of my heart, so that I will not miss the answers to my prayers. Say, Lord, tonight, help me to pray with strong faith. Help me to pray with great faith. Help me to pray with the whole of my heart, so that I will not miss my rewards, so that I will not miss the answers to my prayers. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord, to pray with great faith tonight. Help me to pray with great faith. Help me to pray with strong faith. Help me to pray with unwavering faith. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to pray with the whole of my heart. Take away every distraction. Take away every distraction from me. Help me, Lord, to pray with the whole of my heart. Help me to pray with the whole of my heart, so that I will not miss the answers to my prayers. Help me never to get distracted as I pray here tonight. Help me never get distracted. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to continue with the scripture we have been using to pray. Open your Bibles to Isaiah. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. We stop at verse 8, so we are moving to verse 9. Isaiah 54. Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be hungry and punish you. Yeah, it says, just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be hungry and punish you. What the Lord is saying here is that He will remember mercy in the midst of his hunger, in the midst of his wrath. He will remember mercy. That is, he will not consume. He will not consume you. He will not consume us in his hunger. Or maybe I should put it this way. He will not utterly destroy his people. He will remember mercy. He will remember mercy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not punish me in your hunger. Show me mercy. Do not punish me in your hunger. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, do not retain your hunger upon my life. Show me mercy. Remember mercy. In your wrath, remember mercy. Just as you did in the time of Noah. Lord, remember mercy. In your dealings with me, Lord, remember mercy. I know that I have so many shortcomings. I know that I make a lot of mistakes. Lord, in your mercy, in your wrath, remember mercy. Show me mercy, O Lord. Do not consume me in your hunger. I believe you're praying like that. So Lord, do not consume me in your hunger. Show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Father. In the name of Jesus. Do not consume me in your wrath. Show me mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In your dealings with me, Lord, remember mercy. Even while correcting me, Lord, remember mercy. Even while you're chastising me, oh Lord, remember mercy. Do not destroy me in your wrath. In the name of Jesus, show me mercy, O Lord. Show me mercy, O Lord. Show me mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Whenever we pray for mercy's son, some Christians will be asking questions like, have I really sinned against God? What did I do wrong? I don't think I've done anything wrong against God. So why should I be asking for his mercy? In fact, you talking like that means that you have done something wrong. There is no justification in any man. Our justification is in Christ Jesus. So only Jesus determines who is righteous and who is not. Which means that there is nothing you can do by yourself that will justify you before God, that will make you right before God. except when you trust in Jesus and trust in the mercy of Jesus, trust in the grace of Jesus. That is how we become justified. So which means that your good morals, your good attitude, maybe everybody is saying, oh, that woman is a nice woman. That man is a good man. All of that does not justify you before God. Yeah, maybe you think you have a nice character. That is useless when it comes to righteousness before God. Yeah, so the only one who makes us righteous is Jesus. And failure to accept that means that you are wrong. Means that you have failed. Failure to accept that only Jesus gives justification and only Jesus gives righteousness. Failure to believe that already condemns you. Yeah. So when we pray for mercy, stop trying to justify yourself because none of your works can make you righteous. So only your faith and trust in Jesus gives righteousness. Only your depending on Jesus, your relying on Jesus, that is what gives us righteousness. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. Do not destroy me in your anger. For in many ways, I have been wrong. In so many ways, I have made mistakes. Even ways I don't even know. Even things I didn't know they were wrong. I have done many things wrong against you. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Do not consume me in your anger. Continue to talk to God like that. Continue to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, show me mercy. Do not destroy me in your wrath. Remember mercy in your dealings with me. Remember mercy in your dealings with me. Remember that I am in this earthly body, in this human flesh that makes a lot of mistakes. Remember that I carry the human flesh that does not want me to please you. Oh Lord, while you are dealing with me, remember mercy. Do not destroy me in your anger. Do not destroy me in your wrath. Remember mercy, O Lord. Remember mercy, O Lord. Remember to show me mercy. Show me mercy, O Lord. Do not hand me over to the enemy. Do not allow the enemy destroy me. Do not allow the enemy overcome me. Do not allow the enemy rule over me. Show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying to be under God's mercy. You have to really love God more than yourself. To deserve God's mercy, you have to be someone who loves God more than yourself. You love God more than your desires. You You love what God loves. You hate what God hates. You seek after what God wants and not what you want. That is how to deserve mercy. That is how to get mercy from God. You don't get mercy from God by staying in your disobedience, by staying in sin. Yeah, you don't get mercy from God like that. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to love you more than myself. Help me to seek what you want at all times. Help me to love you more than my own will and desires. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to love you more than I love myself. Help me to love you more than I love my own life. Help me to love you more than my desires and ambitions. Help me to love you, Lord, more than the things in this world. Help me to love you more than the opinions of people, the ideas of people. Help me to seek to please you at all times and not to please myself. Help me to seek to please you at all times and not to please people, so that I can be under your mercy, so that I can get mercy from you. Help me to love you more than myself. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to love you more than myself. Help me to love you more than my ambitions. Help me to love you more than my desires. Help me to love you more than money, more than my job. Help me to love you more than my children. Help me to love you more than my spouse. Help me to love you more than anyone in this world. Help me, Lord, to love you with all my heart, with all my strength, with all my soul, with all my mind. Help me to love you, Lord, more than life itself, so that I will always be under your mercy. Help me to love you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are still praying. Yeah, you know, when God was destroying the people in the days of Noah, the generation in the time of Noah, it's not as if he forgot mercy. You know, the Bible also tells us that his mercy endures forever. Yeah, so it wasn't as if God forgot mercy when he was destroying them. He knew he should show mercy, but he refused because the people no longer deserve mercy. Yeah, the people no longer deserve mercy. So God destroyed them with the great flood. So getting mercy from God has to let me put it this way: getting mercy from God is connected to certain conditions. Yeah. And we must satisfy those conditions. We must meet those conditions. Otherwise, you will keep praying and fasting and you will get no results. And then it will look like, why is God so wicked? God is not wicked. Yeah. And then it might look like, why does God hate me so much? God does not hate you. Yeah, it is you who is not meeting the conditions of his mercy. Yeah, so we have to be like Noah. Yeah, so even while God was destroying those people, God was still showing mercy to Noah and his family to tell you that God does not forget mercy. He doesn't forget to show mercy. It's just that he gives mercy to those who deserve them. Remember that his word also says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Yeah. So even while millions of people were being wasted by the flood, eight people were receiving mercy in the ark. Yeah, so does that mean God totally forgot mercy or forgot to show mercy? No. What it means is that we have to meet the conditions for his mercy. So we have to be like Noah. We have to be like Noah and his family. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, make me an obedient Christian. Make me an obedient Christian that obeys your word, that obeys your will, that follows your ways, even when it is uncomfortable to my body, even when it is uncomfortable to my flesh, to my human nature. Oh Lord, help me to obey you. Help me to obey you. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. That is how to get mercy from God, by obeying his commandments. That is how to get mercy from God, by not being rebellious. Say, Lord, help me to be obedient, even as Noah was obedient. Help me to separate myself from the world, even as Noah separated himself from the world in his time, in his days. Lord, help me to be different from the people in the world, so that I can receive mercy from you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord, to be an obedient Christian. Help me to obey your will at all times, in season and out of season, both when it is convenient and when it is not convenient. Help me, Lord, to obey your will, even when it is difficult for my flesh to agree, even when it is difficult for my human nature to agree. Help me to be obedient so that I and my family can receive mercy. Help me to be obedient so that I and my family can receive mercy from you. Help me, Father. Help me to follow your will. Help me to follow your ways. Help me to follow your word without thinking twice, without looking back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I remember recently, not so long, I was really praying and talking to God about Him blessing His people, touching His people, healing His people, delivering His people, giving His people victories and breakthroughs and revival. Yeah. And I was so serious about that prayer because I really want many people to be blessed. I really want the lives of many to be changed and transformed by God's power. Yeah. But the response that I got from the Lord was amazing. Yeah, the response I got from the Lord was surprising. Yeah, he made me to realize that except the people I'm praying for, except they do what he wants, he don't have to do what they want. Yeah, that was the summary of what he made me to understand. Yeah, so he was telling me that the only help I can do for them is to help them to do what I want first. Then I will do what they want. I don't know if you are getting my point. Let's say you are asking for healing. You are asking for deliverance. You are asking God for prosperity. And then God is saying, I'm not going to give you any of those. But what I can do is to first help you to do what He wants. That is to live the kind of life He wants you to live. That He wants to help you first to become a real Christian, an original Christian. That if after He succeeded in doing that to you, that is, if you allow Him to do that to you, then He will now do what you want. Yeah, so when I got that response, I was just laughing. Why was I laughing? I was laughing because I came to understand that I can't force God to do anything for anyone. Yeah, that God holds in His hands the final say. Yeah, so even after you have prayed and fasted, and even after several men of God have prayed and prayed for you, God still holds in His hands whether to do what you are looking for or not. So no one can actually make God do anything. So if God happened to do anything for you, know that it is because, I mean, if God happened to do certain things for you without you pleasing Him in your lifestyle, know that it is because of extra mercy. That is not normal mercy that He shows people. But He just like to give you an extra mercy, which is not always available. Yeah, then why should you be looking for that extra mercy? Why not just repent where necessary and make your life right with God? Then you will always have that mercy that is constant. Yeah, there's a mercy that is constant. And that is for those whose lives are in alignment, in agreement with the will of God. Those people will always be under God's mercy. But there's another mercy that is not constant. It can show up today and tomorrow you won't see it. Yeah, that is why some people let me put it this way. That is why in some prayer programs or in some crusades, some people will get miracles, some people will not get miracles. So that extra mercy is not constant. Yeah, and in fact, that extra mercy that God decides to show is not because of anyone. It's because of Himself. He just wants to prove Himself that He's there. That He is the one who has maybe planted the ministry that is organizing the program, the ministry that you belong to. So there are some miracles God just do because God wants to show you that He's the one that have planted that ministry, or He's the one that called that servant of God that you are, that is your leader, that is your spiritual leader. Yeah, so God does those miracles just to confirm that He is in that ministry. Yeah, not because the people in the ministry deserve the miracles. I don't know if you are getting my point. So that is miracles happening because of extra mercy. But I'm talking about you always being under God's mercy forever. Not looking for extra mercy. Not thinking maybe I'll be lucky in this prayer session today. I mean, I don't even get my point. Not thinking maybe if I join this prayer session, I might be lucky and God might visit me. Not that kind of mercy. But the kind of mercy that you are sure that today, as I pray, the Lord will answer me, the heavens will open over my life, and my miracles will manifest. That is the real and the constant mercy that God wants to show you. God does not want to give you support on and off. He wants to always give you support. He wants to always bless you. He wants to always answer your prayers. Then why don't you put yourself under that kind of mercy? Why not make your ways agree with His ways? Why not work on your personal life? Work on your heart. Work on your personal relationship with God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want my entire life to be under your mercy, to be under the flow of your mercy, to be under the reign of your mercy. Oh Lord, help me to align my life with your will. Help me to align my life with your ways. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Why should you be depending on luck? Why should you be looking for when you will be lucky, when you can always have God's blessings and God's mercy? Say, oh Lord, help me to align my life with your ways in the name of Jesus. I want to always be under the covering of your mercy. I want to always be under the reign of your mercy. I want to always be connected to the flow of your mercy, to the uninterrupted flow of your mercy, to the unending flow of your mercy. I want to be connected to that flow. Oh Lord, help me to align my life. Help me to align my ways with your ways. Help me to align my heart with your heart. Help me, Father. Help me to do your will all the time. Help me to please you in my attitudes, in my character, in my lifestyle, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Yeah, we are still praying. If you look at that passage, God made this covenant with Noah after the flood has ceased, after the ground has become dried, and they have alighted from the ark. That was when God made this covenant with Noah. Let me read it again. Isaiah 54 verse 9. Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I would never again be angry and punishing. So God made that covenant with Noah after his judgment as finished or is now completed. Yeah, what does that mean? It means that God hates to see certain things. Yeah, and as long as he keeps seeing those things in our lives, his anger will remain. Yeah, as long as he keeps seeing those things in our lives, his anger will remain. Yeah, so God made sure that all the people in that generation, except Noah and his family, God made sure that they are completely dead. Yeah, before he made a new covenant with Noah and his family. Yeah, so you're going to pray that that the Lord open your eyes to get rid of the things in your life that is attracting God's anger. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see whatever is in my life that I am doing that is attracting your hunger and rejecting your mercy. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them so that I can get rid of them. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When God wants to bless a man, He will first show him where he has gone wrong. He will first show him the things he has done wrong, the things in his life that is attracting his anger, that is making him to be angry with such person. So talk to God. If God will make you great, you have to remove things in your life that makes him angry. Talk to him. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see whatever is in my life that is provoking you to anger, so that I can get rid of them. Open my eyes to see everything that I do in my life, in my attitude, in my character, in my mindset that keeps provoking you to anger. Open my eyes to know these things. Help me to discern these things and get rid of them so that I can receive mercy from you. Help me, Father, to get rid of everything in my life that you don't want to see in my life. Help me to get rid of everything in my character, in my habits, in my way of life that you don't want to see in my life. Help me to get rid of them. Thank you, Lord. Help me to get rid of them. In the name of Jesus. Help me to get rid of them. Help me to get rid of them so that you can show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, help me to stop repeating the same mistakes or repeating the same things that you hate. Help me to stop committing the same sin that you hate so much. Help me to stop committing them. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Note that the more you commit the sin that God hates, the more His anger multiplies upon your life. Say, oh Lord, help me to stop committing the sins that you hate so much. Help me to stop doing the things that you hate so much. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. I don't want to be a candidate of your anger. I want to be a candidate of your mercy. Oh Lord, help me to stop repeating the same things you hate so much. In the name of Jesus, the same habits, the same character, the same attitude that you hate so much, Lord, help me to stop doing them. Help me to stop doing them so that my life can fall under your mercy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, in that place, God was making a covenant with Noah, saying that he will not destroy the earth again with flood waters. What does that mean? It means that when God finds people that please him, he makes new covenants. When God finds a man that pleases him, when God finds a woman that pleases him, he will make everlasting covenant with such people. Because of such people. Yeah, it wasn't because God was pitying the people he killed with the flood waters. Or he was regretting killing them. No, that was not why he made that covenant with Noah. It was because he saw some people on earth that pleased him. Yeah, it was because Noah and his family pleased him. Yeah, if you read your Bible, you will see that it was after they offered a sacrifice to God, and God was pleased with the aroma of the sacrifice. Then he made that covenant with Noah. So when God finds people that pleases him, he will make everlasting covenant with them. Even now, you and I, we are still enjoying that covenant God made with Noah. Yeah. Because the sins that we are committing now in this generation is far greater than the sins those people committed in the days of Noah. Yeah, but the covenant God made with Noah is still working for us till now. Because God is not destroying the world with water. Yeah, so when God finds people that pleases him, he makes everlasting covenant with them. So the question is, are you one of those whose life is pleasing to God? Do you deserve an everlasting covenant from him? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, count me among the generation of those that are pleasing you in these last days. Count me among the generation of those who will benefit from your everlasting covenant. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, count me among the generation of Christians whose lives are pleasing in your sight. Count me among the generation of Christians whose lives are satisfying you in these last days. I want to be among the few who are pleasing you at this time. Oh Lord, include me among the few who are doing your will at this time. Despite the level of wickedness in the head, despite the level of compromise in the head, despite the level of immoralities and perversions in the head, despite the level of disobedience among Christians, Lord, I want to be among those few people who are pleasing you at this time. Lord, count me among them. Include me among them. I want to be among those few people who will enjoy everlasting covenant from you. I want to be among them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Empower me, Holy Spirit. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit, to be among those few who will enjoy everlasting covenant from God. To be among those few who God would say, I swear by myself that this and this shall continue to happen, and this shall not happen anymore. Just as God swore concerning Abraham, and then he swore concerning Noah. Lord, I want to be among those few who will inherit everlasting covenant from God. Count me among those few. In the name of Jesus. Include me among the generation of believers who are still standing in the truth at this time. Include me, O Lord, among the generation of Christians who are still practicing righteousness at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that real powerful people or powerful Christians are not those that speak in tongues. Strong Christians, powerful Christians are not actually those that work miracles, those that cast out devils, raise the dead, heal the sick. Those are not powerful Christians. Do you want to know who powerful Christians are? Powerful Christians are those who are living a pure life in this polluted world. Those are the real powerful Christians. Those that are living holy lives in this corrupt world. Those are the real anointed Christians. Yeah. Because as time goes on, many people shall fall away. But only the few that are still standing in the truth will abide forever. There is a great shaking that is coming upon the world. A great shaking. Yeah, God is going to shake the heavens. He's going to shake the head. He's going to shake the church. And many people will fall away. But only those few that are still standing in the truth will abide with God forever. So in those days, many general overseers who have planted big churches, who have large crowds, they will fall away. Now tell me, are they strong Christians? If general overseers who have performed several mighty miracles denied Jesus in those days, do you call them strong Christians? Do you say they are powerful? Of course not. So powerful Christians are those who are still living pure lives at this time. Yeah, because for you to live a holy life at this time, you have a lot of forces to contend with. And those forces are far greater than forces you have to conquer when you want people to get healed, when you are trying to cast out demons, the kind of forces you fight is not like the kind of forces you fight when you want to live a holy life. I don't know if you're getting my point. To get sick people healed is so easy. You don't have much forces to contend with. You just need to have faith. Yeah. And not doubt. But to live a holy life, you have a lot of forces to contend with. You have your own body to contend with. You have your own flesh to contend with. You have the whole of hell to contend with. You have all the principalities and powers to contend with. So those that are really living holy lives at this time, those are the powerful Christians. I'm telling you the truth. You might not know it if you have not been living the holy life. Yeah, so those that are really pleasing God with their lives, those are the real anointed Christians and the real powerful Christians. Yeah, and God wants to make you a powerful Christian. He wants to make you strong, stronger than sin, stronger than the darkness controlling this world, stronger than the flesh. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to please you at this time. Make me stronger than the forces of darkness causing the whole world to sin. Say, Father, make me stronger than the powers of hell causing the world to offend you. Make me stronger. Make me a strong Christian. At this time, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to live a holy life at this time. Even if it will be only me in the world living a holy life, living a life that is pleasing in your sight. Lord, I want to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Make me stronger than the forces of darkness promoting sin in this generation. Make me stronger than the powers of hell causing the whole world to sin at this time. Make me stronger than the powers of darkness causing Christians to turn against their God. At this time, Lord, make me stronger than those forces so that I can please you with my life. In the name of Jesus, make me a strong Christian so that I will not fall away when you begin to judge the body of Christ, when you begin to shake the body of Christ. Lord, make me a strong Christian that will stand in those days when you will try the faith of Christians all over the world, when the love of Christians all over the world will be tried and tested, when the faith of Christians all over the world will be tried and tested. Lord, make me strong now so that I will not fall in those days. Strengthen me now so that I will not fail you in those days. So that I will not fail you when that time comes. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus, to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Make me a powerful Christian that sin cannot overcome. Make me a strong Christian that temptations cannot overcome. Make me a strong Christian that the flesh cannot overcome. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, before we move to the next verse, I want you to pray for your family members. Yeah, because if the judgment of God comes upon any of your family members, it's going to really touch you. You will feel it. Yeah. So it is good that we pray for our family members now. Yeah, because none of you want your family members to die untimely. None of you want your family members to get a sickness and then God make sure that that sickness does not heal. Yeah, none of you want that. Yeah, so you're going to pray for your family members that God will have mercy on them and bring them to genuine repentance. Yeah, so that His judgment will not consume them. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I pray for every member of my family. Lord, show them mercy and let your mercy bring them to repentance. Let your mercy bring them to genuine repentance so that your judgment will not catch up with them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let your mercy, O Lord, speak for every member of my family. Let your mercy, O Lord, speak for every member of my family. I don't want to lose them. I don't want death to take them untimely. O Lord, show mercy on the members of my family. I hope you are praying because I don't want you to start calling me and texting me and say, Apostle, something is going on in my family. Please pray. It is now that your prayer will work. It is now that your prayer will work for your family members. Ask God to bring them to repentance so that God's judgment will not happen in their lives. Say, oh Lord, show mercy on my family members and let your mercy draw them out of darkness. Let your mercy draw them out of the darkness they have entangled themselves with. Let your mercy plant them in your light. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, show mercy on my family members. Help them to escape your judgment. Help them to escape your judgment. As Lot and his family escaped the judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh Lord, I want every member of my family to escape your judgment at this time. In the name of Jesus. I want every member of my family to escape your judgment at this time. I want every member of my family to escape untimely death. I want every member of my family to escape incurable diseases. I want every member of my family to escape destruction at this time. Oh Lord, show them mercy. Bring them to repentance. Bring them to salvation. name of Jesus, save their souls. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I still want us to pray this prayer point before we move to the next verse. Yeah. I know of some Christians who are always looking for anointed men of God to pray for them. Whereas they have not amended their own personal relationship with God. Such Christians, they're always looking for where God is moving, where the power of God is doing wonders. Yeah, where miracles are happening. And then they left behind the damage in their personal relationship with God. Such Christians are foolish Christians. How sure are you that where you are going to find miracles? How sure that you will find miracles there when you have not repaired your personal relationship with God? Do you think the God that you are serving in your personal prayer life, in your personal spiritual life, do you think that God is different from the one that is working miracles in those places you are running to? Of course not. So if you have issues with God personally, don't think that running to a place where God is moving and doing miracles, don't think you will find any miracle there for your life. Yeah, don't think that. But that is why some people, even to the from now to 20 years, they will never get help from God. Because there is an issue they are having in their spiritual life they have not corrected, that they have not fixed. So what is the issue you are having in your personal relationship with God that you have not yet corrected? You are going to pray because this issue, you know about it. Yeah, we have cases where you need to where some Christians need to do what we call restitution. That is, at a certain point, you took certain things from some people that are not yours, and those people did not even know you were the one that stole those things. Yeah, according to the scriptures, you need to return those things back. Yeah, you need to give those things back to where you took it from and to those people you took it from. Yeah, that is what is called restitution. Or you did something to someone behind that person that led that person into serious troubles. You need to go and confess to that person. Yeah, and let them know that I am the one who did this thing. Even though you have confessed to God, you still need to confess. And you need to make peace, yeah, with those people you have offended. So these are issues some Christians are running away from. Yeah, issues that demand that they need to do certain things to correct their personal relationship with God. Yeah, but that is just one among many other issues. Like some people, they took another person's wives, and another man's wife. Some they took another man's husband. Yeah, which you need to release the person to the rightful owner. Yeah, there are several other issues like that. Yeah. What is the issue you know you are having personally with God that you have not corrected, that you have not fixed? So you're going to pray that the Lord will help you to do those things. Yeah, whatever you must do to repair the damage in your relationship with God. We have some people, some Christians, they are in close relationship with someone they are not yet married to. In fact, they even live together with the person, they have sex with the person, and yet they are speaking in tongues, they are fasting, they are praying. That is a serious issue. How do you expect that God will answer your prayers except you separate yourself from that sinful partner? Yeah, some Christians, they have issues like they made vows to God. They said, God, this is what I will do for you. They made commitment to God at a certain time. And up to now, they are not doing those vows. They are not doing those things they told God they will be doing. So several issues. Some people, their issue is they have idols. They have raised up certain idols in their lives above God. And several times God keep telling them, you have to get rid of this. This has become an idol in your life. Get rid of this. But they are not paying attention. They are not listening to God. Yeah, so those issues, we have to correct them. We have to fix those issues. Return the things that does not belong to you to the rightful owner. Make peace with people that you know you were the one at fault. You were the one that wronged them. So these are issues that we really need to fix if we want God to show mercy on us. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to amend my personal relationship with you that have gone wrong. Help me to do those things that I know must be done for my personal relationship with you to be strong, to be healthy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to do the things that I need to do for my personal relationship with you to be healthy, to be strong, to be alive. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to fix those issues that I am having with you and with others. Help me to deal with those things you have been telling me to deal with in my character. Help me to deal with those things you have been condemning in my life. Those things you have condemned in my life that I should get rid of. Oh Lord, help me to get rid of them so that my relationship with you can be healthy. In the name of Jesus, those things you have been convicting me of, Lord, help me to take care of them. Help me to get rid of them. Help me to do away with them in the name of Jesus. Those things your Holy Spirit has been pointing to me get rid of, that I need to work on. Oh Lord, help me to get rid of them. Help me to begin to discipline my body. Help me to begin to discipline myself so that I can have a genuine relationship with you, so that I can have a real relationship with you, so that I can have a healthy relationship with you, so that I can have a relationship that is alive, a relationship with you that is alive. Help me, Father, to do what I must do. Help me to do what I must do to have a genuine relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to do everything I must do to have a genuine relationship with you, a strong relationship with you, a lively relationship with you, a powerful relationship with you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we are moving to the next verse. Isaiah 54. Verse 10. For the mountains may move, and the hills disappear, but even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord who has mercy on you. Yeah, this is from New Living Translation, Isaiah 54, verse 10. God is saying that the mountains may move, the hills may disappear, but his faithful love for you will remain. His covenant of blessing will never be broken. His covenant of blessing for your life will never be broken. Why? Because he has shown you mercy. So this is the word of the Lord. What does it mean when God said, if the mountains may move, the hills may disappear? Yeah, it means that God's love for you will remain even if it appears as if the whole world is falling apart. God's covenant for you will remain because of his mercy. Even if it looks like you are living in a country with a very bad economy, even if it looks like you are getting little or nothing from the job you are doing. Yeah, I know people that even before the middle of the month, they already finished spending the salary they got. You know, they get salary at month end. But before the middle of the month, I mean of the next month, they've already finished spending the salary. Yeah. So why should such people depend on the salary? Yeah, because it's obvious that the salary cannot take them anywhere. Yeah, but God is saying, even if that is your situation, his covenant of blessings for you will remain, because his covenant cannot be broken. But do you really believe this prophecy? Do you really believe this word? If you believe, you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your unfailing love that cannot fail. I trust in your covenant of blessings that cannot be broken. Oh Lord, take good care of me. Take good care of my life. Meet my needs, even in the midst of uncertainties. Meet my needs. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. God is committed to take care of you if you would depend on Him. Say, Father, I trust in your covenant of blessings that cannot be broken. I trust in your filling love that cannot fail. Oh Lord, meet my needs in the midst of uncertainties. Help me in the midst of my helplessness. Help me in the midst of my hopelessness. Help me, Lord, in the midst of impossibilities. For I know that your covenant cannot be broken. For I know that your mercy cannot fail. Send me help in my helpless state. Send me help in the midst of my bad economy, in the midst of the bad economy in my country. Send me help in the midst of my uncertainties. Send me help, O Lord. Send me help, O Lord. For my trust is in your mercy. My trust is in your mercy. My trust is in your mercy. Continue to talk to him like that. For I know that your mercy cannot fail. Every other thing can fail. Every other thing can fall apart. But your mercy cannot fail me. Oh Lord, send me help in the midst of uncertainties. Send me help in the midst of helplessness. In the midst of hopelessness. Send me help, O Lord. For you alone cannot fail. For you alone cannot fail. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. God said, His faithful love for you will remain. His covenant of blessing will never be broken. His faithful love for you will remain. His covenant of blessing will never be broken. What does that mean? It means that you will not be stranded of good things. It means you will not be stranded of good things. It means before the present supplies finishes, another will be supplied. It means before the food in your house finishes, another food will appear before the money in your pocket, in your account, finishes, another will come in. That is what it means when God says His covenant of blessings will never be broken. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your covenant of blessing that can never be broken. Make sure that I lack no good thing in my life. Make sure that I lack no good thing. Make sure that I am not stranded of good things. Let me not be stranded of good things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I trust in your covenant of blessing that cannot be broken. Say, Father, I trust in your covenant of blessing that cannot fail. By this covenant, O Lord, ensure that I lack no good thing. Ensure, O Lord, that I do not run dry of good things. In the name of Jesus. Ensure, O Lord, that I do not run dry of supplies. In the name of Jesus. By the reason of this covenant, O Lord, ensure that I do not run dry of the blessings I need to fulfill your purpose for my life. Ensure that I do not run dry of the helps that I need to carry out the assignments you have given to me. Ensure that I do not run dry of the helps and blessings that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny in the head. Oh Lord, by the reason of this covenant, make sure that I lack no good thing before my present supplies gets exhausted. Let new ones be in the name of Jesus. As it were in the days Elijah visited the widow of Zarephath. Oh Lord, let it be that before my present supplies get exhausted, new ones have already appeared by the reason of your covenant. I trust in that covenant. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. We have three more prayer points. God is saying that His faithful love for you will remain. His covenant of blessings will never be broken. You have to believe this. You have to trust Him. Many Christians suffer because they cannot trust God for a long time. They can't trust Him with all their heart. You're going to pray. my soul, you shall trust the Lord your God. My heart shall trust the Lord my God, even in the midst of worst situations. My soul shall trust the Lord my God. My soul shall depend completely on the Lord my God. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. The sheste ke tela hashanashtara. The Jesus si habashujiele kishda. My soul shall trust in the Lord my God, irrespective of whatever situation I find myself. Even when it appears as if the world is falling apart. Even when it appears as if the whole world is against me. My soul, you shall trust the Lord your God. You shall depend on the Lord your God, for he has made a covenant with you. For he has made a covenant that cannot be broken with you. In the name of Jesus, you, my soul, you shall trust in the Lord your God. You, my spirit, you shall trust in the Lord your God. In the name of Jesus, you, my mind, you shall trust in the Lord your God, who has made a covenant of blessing with you that can never be broken. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. God said, all these things will happen because he has shown you mercy. All these things will happen to you. And what are those things? His faithful love will continually be upon you. His covenant of blessings will continually walk in your life because he has shown you mercy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, keep me away from things that will disconnect me from your mercy. Do not allow me to do anything that will frustrate your mercy. Do not allow me to do anything that will make your covenant of blessings stop working in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, keep me away from things that will cut me off from your mercy. Keep me away from things that will take away your faithful love and covenant of blessings from my life. Oh Lord, keep me away from them all in the name of Jesus. Anything that I will do that will make your mercy to be withdrawn from my life. Oh Lord, don't let me do them in the name of Jesus. Don't let me do them in the name of Jesus. Teach me how to enjoy this everlasting covenant of blessings. Teach me how to get the best from this everlasting covenant of blessings you have made with me according to your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray, just as God said it here, that troubles that have the power to move mountains will not be able to move you. Problems that are so strong, such that it crushed many lives, it crushed many people, will not be able to crush you because of his unfailing love, his faithful love for your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your faithful love for my life, do not allow problems in this world, troubles in this world, to crush me. Do not allow negative situations in this earth to crush me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, according to your unfailing love for my life, do not allow troubles in this earth, problems to crush me, to destroy me, to oppress me, to prevail over my life. In the name of Jesus. Even though I might go through hard times, Lord, don't let those hard times crush me, but let me prevail through them all. Let me remain victorious. Let me be victorious through them all in the name of Jesus. Even though I might go through troubled times, challenging times, Lord, do not let them crush me. Make me stronger than them. Make me stronger than challenges of life. Make me stronger than troubles of life, problems in life. Make me stronger than them all. Make me conquer them. Don't let them conquer me. Even the tough times I have to go through, Lord, do not let those tough times crush me. But let me overcome them all. In the name of Jesus. Because of your faithful love toward me, make me an overcomer in all things. Make me more than conquerors in all things. In the name of Jesus, make me a success in all things. Make me victorious in all things. Because of your faithful love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your hands as I pray. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for your love, your faithful love, your mercies, your compassion that is upon our lives, that is speaking of our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for showing us practical ways through which we can enjoy your mercy non-stop. Practical ways through which we can enjoy unending mercies, unlimited mercies from you. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here who have had this teachings that you have exposed to us during this prayer session. I pray that you help everyone here to do what they have to do to enjoy your mercies continually. Oh Lord, help everyone to do this in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your life shall be pleasing before your God in all the days of your life on earth in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that surrounds you to make sure that your life keeps looking irritating to God, to make sure that God continues to be angry with you, I command the fire of the Holy Ghost to get rid of such darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit from hell that have vowed to make sure that you do not become who God says you are, let the anger of God consume such spirits right now in Jesus' name. Every wrong attitude in your life, wrong character, wrong lifestyle, wrong mindset that keeps disqualifying you in God's presence, disqualifying you from receiving God's blessings and support, I pray that the Holy Spirit uproot those from your life now. In the name of Jesus, henceforth, your love for the Lord shall grow. In the name of Jesus, your dedication to the Lord, your commitment to the Lord shall grow stronger than ever before in the name of Jesus. Your desire to obey God shall also grow in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of you who need urgent intervention from God because of a pressing need in your life, because of a particular need that must that needs to be met. I pray that the mercy of God that is in this prayer session shall give you that need in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God upon this prayer session shall release what you need at this time, shall release to you that urgent need in Jesus' name. I pray that none of your family members shall be taken away untimely, shall die untimely in the name of Jesus. I pray that the mercy of God speak over every member of your family to bring them to repentance and to make them escape God's judgment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed.